Greetings. This is Eric Gould with your KVNF Regional Sports Report for Friday, November 29th. In Colorado, every high school football player and coach dreams about having one more game on Thanksgiving weekend. And that dream will come true for the Montrose Indians when they will play for the 4A state championship tomorrow. The Indians have been the number one ranked team in 4A all season and compiled a 12-1 record going into tomorrow's contest. Montrose earned its spot in the title game after last week's thrilling 39-38 double overtime victory at Pueblo South. Standout senior Angelo Youngren ran for the decisive two-point conversion on the last play of the game to defeat the Colts. Youngren totaled 184 yards, over 33 carries in the big win. Veteran Montrose coach Todd Casebeer leads his charges in the Indians' seventh overall state championship appearance, having last captured the Golden Ball in 1950. Montrose will kick off against Pine Creek tomorrow at Sports Authority Field in downtown Denver. As everyone in our listening area knows, Paonia won the 1A state championship last week in an historic 32-24 victory over Centauri at Paonia Town Park. It was Paonia's first title since 1959, and members of that championship team were on hand to watch the 2013 Eagles soar to their victory. On Tuesday, head coach Brent McCray and the Eagles football program paraded down Grand Avenue to the delight of all the locals, who came out to cheer their new state champs. It was much like a scene 54 years ago, when the victory parade stretched from Midway all the way to the high school. In 1959, the state champion Eagles were led by fullback Gary Schroeder, who carried the mail on Paonia's only touchdown in a 7-0 defeat of Windsor. Just like this year's team, the 1959 squad was built around a power running game that relied on a talented offensive line to do the dirty work, as described in a story by the local newspaper, The Paonian. The Eagles' forward wall sparkled with the play of Bob Schaefer, Johnny Morrall, Bob Holt, Harry Taylor, Ray Wardlaw, Dubby Schroeder, Cliff Davis, Bill Wining, Bob Wood, Dennis Richards, Albert Roseman, and other stalwarts. The 2013 offensive line had the likes of Drew Lee at center, Tony Darling and Josh Kimball on the right side, and Chase Park and Dylan Geisler on the left side. Also blocking on a line that amassed 320 rushing yards per game were standout tight ends Joel Siminer and Logan Schopp. McCray on Saturday called the offensive line the heart of our team. Again, in a remarkable similarity, both championship teams had possibly the best offensive backfields in the state, running behind those lines, as described by the Paonian. A deciding factor in the championship game were the outstanding efforts of one of the finest running backfields in the state, Gary Schroeder, Kinky Stratton, and Danny Cholis, capably directed by the signal calling of Bob Sunich. The 2013 Eagles offense ran a formation called Maryland, which featured four of its best players in the backfield. Quarterback Ty Coates handed the ball to running backs Will Austin and sophomore sensation Taylor Walters, who finished the season as the seventh best rusher in the entire state of Colorado with over 1,800 rushing yards. Both Walters and Austin, who finished the season with over 1,300 rushing yards, were set free by fullback Gunnar Chesnick, who blocked and cleared running lanes like a human wrecking ball. The greatest thing about high school football is its connection to the past. The 2013 will always be linked to the 1959 team, and both groups of players now have something that can never be taken away. Finally, a last statement by the Paonian offers a perfect summary of both teams. Paonia school patrons and football fans can be well proud of the gentlemen who comprise the Paonia High School football team. Their actions brought only credit to the team and to the town which they represented. And that concludes your KVNF Regional Sports Report for Friday. Congratulations to the Eagles, the Indians, and every team in our listening area. And good luck. Stay tuned for future sports reports here at KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio. This is Eric Gould. Have a great weekend, and thanks so much for listening.